My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. As the immigration debate continues to brew up on Capitol Hill, particularly on the House side, we want to get Mr. Krikorian's insights on a couple of developments just in the past couple of days. First of all, we have Attorney General Eric Holder mandating that public schools enroll illegal immigrants as students. And we, of course, have the immigration debate playing out up on Capitol Hill. The latest salvo in this debate centers on what's called the Enlist Act, which would allow legal status and a pathway to citizenship for illegals who are in this country, but then serve in the United States military. And Mark, thanks very much for your time.
Glad to be here.
Well, let's start with the Attorney General. He said Thursday that all schools must enroll legal immigrants as students, saying they have an obligation. Public school districts have an obligation, he says, to enroll students regardless of immigration status and without discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin. What is the law on this right now? Is this something that he's accurately enforcing, or is this just something that he thinks ought to be done?
No, this has been the law since, or at least, the law since 1982 with a Supreme Court decision. Plyler versus Doe was the name of the case. And what the Supreme Court said was that Congress had to be the one to allow states or localities to exclude illegal aliens. Students, if it thought it was a good idea, that until Congress authorized it, states and localities had to admit illegal immigrants to school. Now remember, this isn't the children of illegal aliens, most of whom are U.S. born and therefore citizens. This is kids who are themselves illegal aliens. So it's not a huge population. But why he's even making this announcement isn't really clear. I think it's more for political purposes, because, to make them sound proactive and what have you to their left flank, because there's really no change in the law that he's announcing. This has been the case for 30 years.
Between this particular pronouncement from the Attorney General and the DREAM Act, which was defeated in the first Congress of the Obama administration, but much of it has been implemented by executive order, it seems as though focusing on the kids is the way they hope to drive public opinion on this. First of all, do you think that's essentially what their strategy is? And secondly, is it working?
Well, it's totally part of their strategy. I mean, that's why the DREAM Act was concocted to begin with years ago, was as a marketing device. There was never any intention to pass the DREAM Act as a standalone piece of legislation. And, for full disclosure, I'm actually for some narrow version of the DREAM Act, something that doesn't apply to people who came as teenagers, but does apply to people who came as infants and toddlers and have lived here their whole lives. But it was never, the DREAM Act was designed merely as an advertising, a marketing gimmick, so they could say, look at these young people, they've lived here since they were 3 months old, they're valedictorians, they want to join the military and hunt down America's enemies. Therefore, let's give all 12 million illegal aliens amnesty. I mean, it's really kind of transparent and cynical. This announcement by Eric Holder, I think, really is more of the same, to send the implicit message that people who don't want to pass Chuck Schumer's amnesty bill hate little kids. That's kind of the, crude message that they're trying to send.
Last question on this particular topic, Mark. You mentioned that Holder's essentially reiterating what the law already is. Do you think the law is what it should be?
Well, what I think is that with the number of illegal immigrants we've allowed to settle here, I don't actually think it would be a good idea to keep illegal alien kids out of school now. I think it is something, though, that once we get to the point of an amnesty, and I actually think we are at some point going to do that after we fix the enforcement system, as part of that deal, look going forward for future purposes, then yes, I think localities should be allowed to prohibit illegal immigrants from school. But right now, we've allowed 12 million illegal aliens to settle here, and I think it would be a mistake now, just as a practical matter, to do it until we fix the broader problem.
We're talking with Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies. And, Mark, you referred in passing in one of your comments there to the push to give legal status and eventually citizenship to those who will serve in the military. And that's exactly what the premise of the Enlist Act is. It's actually sponsored by a Republican, Jeff Denham of California. And right now, those in favor of immigration reform in the House are either trying to decide whether to make it as part of the defense authorization bill or put it into any future immigration standalone legislation. The argument here, of course, is that far from being some sort of drain of taxpayer resources on America, these people are putting their lives on the line. They're serving this country in uniform before they're even granted citizenship, potentially, or legal status. So what do you make of that argument, and why do you think this is a slippery slope if it goes through?
Well, I mean, this bill that you're talking about is also a gimmick, like the DREAM Act. There are no illegal aliens in the military. It's illegal to enlist if you're an illegal alien. Now, occasionally somebody sneaks through, but not very often. The legislation would make it, would create basically a program allowing illegal aliens to enlist in the military and thereby get amnesty. And there's a couple problems with it. First of all, the number of people it would cover is minuscule, a few hundred a year maybe, because the military is actually harder to get into than most colleges. I mean, there's lots of requirements, and only a very small number of people would actually get accepted. Number two, we're shrinking the military overall, completely apart from any immigration aspect. The military is downsizing. So opening up enlistment to illegal aliens means that Americans who want to get in the military will actually be elbowed out, will not be able to join the service because illegal aliens are being allowed to enlist. And thirdly, the reason they're coming up with this now, the gimmick, the point of the gimmick, is to be able to get it to the Senate so that Harry Reid can then add more amnesty stuff to it, bring it back to the House, at which point the House leadership will say, you have to vote for this whether you like it or not.
We've heard a lot from the House leadership back and forth on whether or not there's going to be an immigration bill. Boehner cajoling his own caucus, his own conference a couple of weeks ago, saying that they thought it was too hard to vote on this issue. Then he came back to Washington and said, no, we still don't trust the president on this, but I'd still like to get something done. You have said and told us before you don't think anything is going to get done right now because the conference just isn't going to go along with it. What's your sense on where the momentum is right now?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that there's not going to be a bill on the president's desk by the end of this year. And that means that should the Schumer-Rubio bill the Senate passed last year will turn into a pumpkin, and they'll have to start all over again next year because the Congress lasts 2 years, and when the Congress is over, the legislation that was passed but not finally passed basically just disappears. And that's what the amnesty supporters are starting to panic about. They don't want to have to start all over again. They don't think they'll be able to succeed if they do that. Nonetheless, I think if people remain vigilant, you're not going to see any of these gigantic immigration bills actually reaching the president's desk.
Mark, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian, Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.